Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion today on embracing change. And today I want to get into the idea of what happens if the changes you make don't work. So you decide on moving your business in another direction, you decide on taking on a new endeavor in life, and it just doesn't work at all. Now, it's not going in the direction you want it to. The point we want to make here is fail quickly. So many years ago, I started a construction company, and I've talked about it many times before. And the business was doing very well for a while, but eventually, I grew beyond the niche that I was in. Because I was doing smaller jobs, I needed managers to oversee things. And the jobs just weren't large enough to support the additional expense of oversight. And so rather than accepting the fact that I needed to abandon the growth strategy, or I needed to get into a bigger market, which would have taken me a lot of time to do, I just continued to try to make it work. And in the end, the numbers just didn't play out, and I was forced to make some drastic changes. And those changes eventually led to the demise of the business. And if I had simply changed my strategy the moment I realized that things wouldn't work, I could have saved myself not only a lot of money, but I could have prevented a significant amount of stress that I experienced in my life. So the point is that sometimes when you realize that things are not working, there really is no reason to try to save a sinking ship. You've got to know when to cut your losses. And part of being a good business person, you want to maximize your profits, obviously, and you want to maximize your upside, but you also need to cut your losses when you realize that things aren't working the way you want them to. And in life, things don't always work out. And, you know, when we can swallow our egos and come to the realization that, you know what, this is not working. I need to abandon things. And if you can rip that Band-Aid off and just fail quickly, you can save yourself a lot of hardship, potentially a lot of money. And in the end, you end up being more successful because you realize that sometimes it's just about minimizing the losses that you have and moving on. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for the opportunity to be that person. Just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day, and we'll help you stay on the path to getting where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna conclude our discussion on embracing change. But for today, I want you to keep one thing in mind. If you've got yourself into a situation that's not working out for you, fail quickly. Cut your losses, get out, and start to focus on things that can bring you where you want to go.